This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. One of the cooler holiday-themed events around, although, frankly, I like Christmas, so they're all pretty cool. But one of the cooler ones around is Tuba Christmas here in Galesburg, and that's a little more, I believe, than a week or so away. So we're going to talk about that tonight with Gloria Bailey, who is the coordinator of that Galesburg Tuba Christmas, who's here in studio. Thanks so much for coming in tonight. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
How long have you been doing this now?
This will be my 7th year.
What led you to be involved in it?
Well, actually, the event was started by Scott Garlock in 1993, I think it was.
Okay.
And I started playing in Tuba Christmas in 1996. I'm actually a flute player.
And how does a flute player get involved in an event with tubas?
Well, most of the bands that I play in are on break during Christmas time. And in order to play some Christmas music, I taught myself how to play the euphonium, and I joined the group.
Well, no kidding. Yeah. You taught yourself.
Yeah, and that's about all I can play is the tuba Christmas music. Put anything else in front of me, and I'm like, oh, I can't think.
Hey, I know how that goes. Believe me, I know how that goes.
Yeah, so when Scott left the area, he left and went to Ohio, and I think Knox College carried it on for a couple of years after that, and then it kind of fizzled out. And I kind of missed it. Missed the music, missed the opportunity to play, the Christmas music. And I kept asking people, why don't you start Christmas or Tuba Christmas? Why don't you start Tuba Christmas?
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, why don't I just do it? So I got in touch with the coordinator that coordinates the one in the Quad Cities, and he kind of walked me through the first one. And so now this is my 7th year of doing.
Well, that's fantastic. And I know that there are a lot of people glad you're doing it, because like I said, this is one of the cooler things that happens in the holiday season. Like, Christmas lights for me and Tuba Christmas for sure. So how long has this has been going on?
Well,
now?
This was actually established in 1974.
Wow.
The very first Tuba Christmas was on December 22nd, 1974 at the rink at Rockefeller Center in New York.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know how many tubaists they had, but they probably had more than we usually do.
And it's been going on here for how long?
For here, well, it started in 1993.
Okay.
And then had about, 6 to 7 year hiatus until I took up the reins. And so now, like I said, I'm in my 7th year. So
there you go. So so how does it work? You've probably, been practicing for a little while
now? No, actually what it is I put out the notice, and we have a practice session in the morning. We break for lunch and then come back in the afternoon and do the concert.
It's just that simple.
It's just that simple. Just that day.
That's fantastic.
Now, a lot of the people that have been playing in it for years, and it's always the same music. So it's not anything new. It's just time for Tuba Christmas and same old music again.
Who would we know that might be playing the tuba this year?
Oh, me. No, Bob Clark usually plays.
Yeah,
a lot of
people
know Bob Clark. Dean Petrie is conducting this year. I've
Great.
Been after him ever since I've been starting it, and I finally got him to agree this year.
Well, you might have a little extra time now.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just a lot of area people. I've had people come from Peoria way, and some come back down from the Quad Cities, and I've had some up from Macomb and Canton, and they just come from all over. I try to just get the notice out, and whoever comes now, I never know until that day who's going to play.
Go. So, what's the secret to making it sound good, especially with an instrument as deep as a tuba?
Well, the music that's been arranged for it is very well arranged, and it's very nice harmonies. And if anybody has ever never heard the Tuba Christmas, you need to come listen, because it will knock your socks off.
Darn right you do.
Oh, golly, it's just a neat sound.
Yeah, I imagine it, and it's. And probably like with a lot of other wind instruments, you've got to kind of get everything to click together. And once it does, it really kind of sounds amazing, I imagine.
Oh, yes, it does. Yeah. It's a neat sound.
So what will you be playing this year?
Well, there's a variety of music. We, like I say, we have it's called the Merry Tuba Christmas music. And it's the same music we use every year. There's just all the favorites are in there, and some of the little off the wall, not off the wall, but just some of the not quite mainstream. I mean, there's some obscure things in there, but it's all good. There'll probably be a few sing-alongs for the audience.
Oh, great.
And usually one of those involves sleigh bells, so usually people will bring their keys, or if they know that there's sleigh bells, then we play. So not only do they sing
that.
Along, they get to play along.
That's fantastic. That's great. I love that. You said you put out the notice for people who might be looking to play this year. Are you still looking for people to play, or do you have an idea of who will be there?
Oh, I really don't know until the day of who's going to show up. I know that there are some people that plan on coming. There are some that are going to be out of town that usually come that won't obviously be there this time. It's just really kind of, I kind of sweat it until at least about, well, I need two euphoniums and two tubas because it's a four-part harmony. Once I get those four, then I quit sweating, but hopefully more than that.
I presume it would be helpful, but not completely necessary if someone wanted to play that they contact you here ahead of time, right?
Doesn't really matter. If they want to, that's fine. We do have a website, GelsbergTubaChristmas.com, and the registration form is available there if they want to fill it out ahead of time. Otherwise, we have registration the day of and then start the practice.
All right, so let's talk about the when and the where and that sort of thing. And for folks wanting to play, let's start with practice.
Okay, the practice, well, registration starts at 9 o'clock. And goes for about 45 minutes, and then the rehearsal starts around 10. And we practice until about noon, and like I say, break for lunch, and then come back and have the concert. That is on Saturday, December 15th.
So if you're wanting to, tomorrow.
Yes. If you're wanting to play in it, then you need to come at registration at 9.
And that's at?
First Lutheran Church here in Galesburg.
Very good. What a neat, what a perfect almost venue for that too, I'm sure.
Yeah. And we've had it there several years, and it's just goosebumpy. It's neat.
Oh, yeah. Perfect for any sort of a Christmas performance, I would argue for sure. So, folks, once again, want more information about Tuba Christmas. How can they find it, and can they contact you if they need more information?
Yeah, there's a contact form on our website, GelsbergTubaChristmas.com. There's a contact form on there if anybody has any questions. The concert itself is at 2 o'clock at First Lutheran.
And that's free?
That's free and open to the public.
But I imagine you would, if folks wanted to help you with a contribution or two, you wouldn't say no, right?
I wouldn't say no, but we're not an official 501c3 nonprofit, but the Harvey Phillips Foundation that we are under is.
Okay.
And the first year we had this, we had an anonymous gift from the Galesburg Foundation, which got us started, but they couldn't give that to me, so they mailed it to the Harvey Phillips Foundation, which is where I have to make my payments after the event.
And you can direct folks to that if necessary.
Yeah, if necessary,
give, right?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Anything else we're forgetting about Tuba Christmas,
Oh, well,
Gloria?
I don't know. I was just going to mention that Tuba Christmas in general, I looked up statistics before I came here.
Okay.
There's right now 325 in the United States registered right now. Internationally, there's one in Norway. There's one in Australia. There's 1, 5, 6, 7 in Canada and one in Costa Rica.
Imagine if you got all of those groups and all those tubas together.
Oh,
imagine the
goodness.
Noise you could
make. Well, you know, some of the bigger cities can have 400 tuba and euphonium players. I've never heard one that big. The Quad Cities is around 200. They might be upwards of that by now. But
and that's theirs is going on this weekend if folks want to get an idea of what you'll hear here in Galesburg.
So. Yeah.
All right. Very good. So. Gloria Bailey, the coordinator of Galesburg's Tuba Christmas, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. And best of luck getting all those tubas and euphoniums in one place this next weekend.
Yeah, come on out and hear the heavy metal.
Absolutely. And you can find out more about it on our community events page at WGIL.com as well. That's listed on our events calendar, along with a lot of other great events in our community. Stay tuned. We will have sports and business news and much more, and we'll play Pick a Present yet this hour as Galesburg's Evening News continues on this Friday night here at WGIL.